and Samuels next Thursday evening. This is BBC Radio 3, now World on 3 with Lopa Kotari.
Three, four.
Invisible System is bigger than the sum of its parts. It's an Anglo-Ethiopian collaboration with multi-instrumentalist and producer Dan Harper at the helm, rather than a band per se. With a guest appearance list that includes people such as Mahmoud Ahmed, Justin Adams and Adrian Utley, it reads like the who's who of music for Ethiopia and Europe. The track I played was Closer to the Edge, and it's on the Introducing Invisible System album brought out by World Music Network that brings together songs from the group's previous three albums and some as yet unreleased recordings. I'm Lopa Kotari, and tonight's World on 3 has echoes of last week's programme. Then, too, I opened with a contemporary take on Ethiopian music. My guests in session tonight, Hazmat Modine, like Nation Beat last week, are also from the cultural melting pot of New York City. And although I don't have any music from demonic Polish gnomes posing as reincarnations of Chopin, I do have more new releases and love songs with catchy titles like Chicken Tikka Masala. This next song is a kind of love song. It's called Chidibim Chidibom on a debut album, 5773, from Judah Zay. The band's frontwoman is German-Israeli singer Maya Saban, whose influences range from multi-talented Brit rapper M.I.A. to America's Barry Sisters, popular singers from the 40s. The band says it celebrates the Yiddish way of life in the 21st century. Well, this song is about the rabbi who tells the gathered crowd that the dowry he's going to give his wife is something she hasn't already got. A bit of chidibim and chidibom. I leave you to figure out what it is.
Cada uma é, se não me engano, cada uma é como é, ele não me sensa.
Rainhas da Norte, Queens of the North, and the title track from their debut album, Cada Uma. They call their music Berlin-Brazil Beat, given that the members of the band come from both Brazil and Germany. Now, Wilbur Calver is a passionate musician. 13 years ago, he took up the bagpipes and hasn't put them down since. He's also Cuban of Jamaican origin. And put all this together, and you get a whole new music experience. Calver's latest album, Diaspora, out on Cadiz Music, is his foray into the African diaspora through the bagpipes. The tune I'm going to play is a good example of his sensitivity and undoubted musical acumen. It's called El Combanchero, a popular Cuban tune, but it's also the same tune as Rock Fort Rock by the Scatolites. A Combanchero is the name for someone who knows how to have fun, and in this tune, Calver certainly does. But before I play it, here's another passionate musical performance. It's from Latin Grammy-nominated singer Diana Navajo and En la Cabana que Habito, In the Hut Where I Live, recorded live at the Quintero Theatre in Seville last July.
Panchito cuestan tempranito. Y como es tan tempranito, canta. Y en el aire la alondra, yo llamo a mi cabra mora y entre los dos. Con la ordeñamos la rica leche, tomamos cuando amanece la aurora.
troca cambio, mi troca cambio. Kaka mi ampu kwa mwasi anansio. Mi troca cambio, mi troca cambio. Kaka mi ampu kwa mwasi anansio. Odom sesreku si anansi munom fwe.
Anansi munom fwe.
Anansi munom fwe.
Anansi munom fwe anansio. Okuya e ae. Anansi munom fwe anansio.
Mitro kakamyo, minro kakamyo. Kakamyo mpo kwa mwasi anansio. Troca camio, minroca camio. Cacamia um pouco a moça anancio. Ordom sestra gusia, nancy munum fue.
Nancy munum fue.
Nancy munum fue.
Nancy munum fue. Nancy munum fue. Nancy munum fue. Nancy Yeah, yeah, my love.
Nemo. At the age of 77, he's one of Ghana's music veterans. High Life Roots Revival, recently recorded in his backyard, is a wonderful bit of pure unadulterated palm wine music, the forerunner to High Life. Palm wine was all about making music while telling stories over a glass of the local brew. Old Man Plants a Coconut Tree is a song I played, and in it, Ku is telling his grandson that even though he himself won't be alive to see it bear fruit, he's planting this coconut tree for him, a symbol of the virtues of preserving traditions for future generations to enjoy. Now, in a short while, we're going to be hearing from the band in session tonight, Hazmat Modine, but just a couple more tunes before we do. Last week, I played a song by Enzo Avitabile, where he was joined by fellow Italian singer Raiz. So I got my hands on Raiz's latest album, where he himself collaborates with Puglia folk pop group Radicanto. The result is a pretty exciting album called Casa, Home, where Raiz takes us on a trip around the Med. It's flavours, food, music, love, heartaches, differences that he says should in fact strengthen and unite the Mediterranean. This is the first of two of his songs I'm going to play tonight, and it's called Gramigna.
Thank you. Cuando los bailadores bailan de mi rumba buena, todos dicen qué rica está. Se detienen frente a frente a este conjunto y con gestos de una gran admiración. Todos dicen este grupo está fantástico, conjunto clásico, la sensación. Hoy cantarles yo quiero a toditos los rumberos del ayer y a los de hoy. Que no olviden que la rumba es la llave del sabor, donde brilla bongo, clave y tumbador. Que vengan los que quieran disfrutar de este sabor, que en poco tiempo ha olvidado el bailador. La sensación.
Sensaciones, diversiones, rumba para todos los bailadores.
Mi rumba buena, aprovechen bailadores, se la brinda mi conjunto y alegra los.
Sensaciones, classic salsa of the 80s from Conjunto Clásico. It's on the fourth volume of Beginner's Guide to Salsa, compiled by Lubi Jovanović, one of the UK's foremost salsa DJs, and this release marks his 30 years in the business. And so to Hazmat Modine, led by Wade Schumann, a modern-day Louis Primo. You know, that great all-rounder from the 20s through to the 60s, who was also the voice and inspiration for King Louis in Jungle Book. Well, Wade has just that kind of voice, and his songs tell great stories. Here they are with Everybody Loves You.
Bye. Everybody's watching. No one deters. Everybody's listening, but no one suspects. Everybody's falling. No one protests. Everybody's calling you, but the
thank you.
So that was Everybody Loves You, I guess a kind of Ethiopian soul and gypsy Afrobeat. I've been joined here by Wade Schumann, the guy behind Hazmat Modine. Wade, welcome. Very warm
Thank
welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Is that what you'd say Everybody Loves You with, a kind of Ethio soul and
no.
gypsy and Afrobeat?
I mean, it's morphed. I originally wrote it to record with the Tuvan throat singers, Hunhur Two. So we recorded it live in my loft in Midtown in New York City. And since then, it's kind of morphed into some kind of, yeah, definitely some of the lines become more African. So I don't know, it's it keeps evolving.
But there are a lot of influences in your music, but it seems to me that the sort of founding stone of it is very much the blues.
Yeah, well, you know, what people call blues roots. And that's the essence of the music that I come from. You know, both as a guitar player and a harmonica player, and certainly as a singer. So I think a lot of the world music influences are kind of subconscious. They kind of bubble up from the inside, because I've listened to a lot of world music, but I don't often consciously try and imitate it so much, because I feel a lot of time then you end up with this kind of
sounds
pseudo-ethnic. Yeah. And I think I just come from the place I'm coming, and it works out.
Well, you come from quite a peculiar place, if I might say so, Wade. I mean, to stick two harmonicas and a tuba as the central trio in an eight-piece band is quite peculiar.
Well, most harmonica players are peculiar to begin with, so, you know, I've been accused of that, certainly. To me, tuba is such an incredible instrument. I mean, I always say to people to think of it as a giant trumpet. There's just a richness to the sound, and Joe has such an incredible background because, you know, he's worked with Charlie Hayden and Taj Mahal and traveled all over the world. So he has this kind of deep well of different kind of musical roots. He grew up on the Lower East Side in Manhattan, son of immigrants from Montserrat. So he has this West Indian African-American thing, but then he grew up playing when he was very young with Hispanic bands. So he has that background, and then working in avant-garde jazz. So everybody in the band brings a different kind of flavor and essence.
How did this all start, though? Was it an idea of music that was in your head, or was it the fact that you had this great pool of musicians that you thought, oh, I'd love to kind of gather them together and create a sound?
It started kind of a long time ago in the 80s. I got a boom box that had a karaoke feature and a cheap digital reverb. And so I wrote songs on the instrument that I played at the time, which was harmonica. So I wrote songs for multiple harmonicas. And I had also listened to a lot of the recordings from the 20s and 30s. There was a whole kind of harmonica band movement, people like Boraminovich. And so I wanted multiple harmonicas, but it's very hard to play. Find people are that good who want to do those things, because harmonica players tend to be very traditional blues players. And then I had a recording session in New York and played with a tuba player, a guy named David Grego, who introduced me to Joe. And I thought, you know, this is it. You have, you know, the highest note, on the harmonica to the lowest note on the tuba, you have this wealth of kind of musical sound. And so over the years, I started the band originally with another harmonica player, Randy Weinstein. He was in the band for about 10 years, and then he left. And I got Bill Barrett from L.A., who's really a very unusual, original harmonica player and a great singer, too. I didn't start out to have an 8-piece band, which is completely impractical and kind of ridiculous. I'm kind of musically omnivorous and greedy.
Wade, what are you going to play for us next?
Yeah, we'll do Almost Gone.
A tune there called Almost Gone. And wait, the way I'd like to describe it is the seductive belly dancer and a hypnotic snake.
Wow. All right. I can sit and think about that for a long time.
It seems to have everything in there, from the Middle East to Africa.
Yeah. I mean, that's a song I wrote with Randy Weinstein. I wrote the guitar part. He wrote the harmonica line. And then, you know, Bill Baird is doing the harmonica solo on that, which is fantastic.
Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah. He's got an incredible sound.
Tell me about the way you write your music. I mean, there's great stories in your songs.
You know, my actual background and training is as a painter. I'm head of a painting department at a graduate school in New York, actually. So I don't read or write music. And this is not necessarily a good thing. So the way I approach writing is often very visual and textural, you know, thinking about images and stories. And I think of music very much in terms of color, you know. And that's also how the band is evolved in terms of sound color as a way, as a palette.
You were talking about how difficult it is still to be a musician in New York and you know, and gigging with an eight-piece band. What's the music scene like at the moment?
There has been, you know, starting in the 80s, there was a kind of revival of a lot of roots music, and this has continuously evolved so that in the beginning it was much more kind of orthodox and traditional, and now you see this kind of synthesis of a lot of different, you know, both ethnic music forms, but also in terms of a combination of instruments. There's like a brass scene in New York, like actual brass bands. And, you know, in some ways we've been associated with some of the brass band scene, some of the gypsy.
Like the Go-Go Bordellos and that.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
Although I don't think of us really in that category. No. And also even the blues scene or jazz scene. So I think what's nice is that there are a lot of the walls have broken down. We're generally associated with our label in New York, which is Barbez, which is based out of a teeny tiny club.
Yeah, in Brooklyn.
Yeah, in Park Slope. And Olivier Conan, who started both the club and the label, is a very close friend. So we came up together playing in Manhattan, a lot of these clubs. So there is a group of us, and there is a kind of relationship between all the musicians. And I think that is an incredible thing. It's a really beautiful thing to feel like you have a community.
You do actually, though, gig quite a bit, don't you? I mean, you're heading off to Russia next.
Yeah, we're going to Moscow, and then we're playing in a festival in Siberia.
The Siam Ring Festival.
Yeah, and then I'm going to take 2 days off and go over the Siam Mountains and go to Tuva, to Kizil, which is the dead center of Asia. So I'm excited.
Well, as they say, to be forewarned is forearmed. I think our producers went to the Siam Ring Festival last year, blistering. It is Siberia, but in the summer, blisteringly hot.
And insects.
The mosquitoes are relentless.
Yes,
ruthless.
To me, it's exciting. You know, there's a lot of great music in Central Asia, so I'm just excited about that. Then we go to Italy. We're going to France. We're doing the Cognac Festival. We're going to Italy, Spain, and Germany as well.
Well, here's hoping that next year you do a full-on UK tour. It's about time we had Hazmat Modine.
I agree.
You know, heading down, yeah. So what's the final song you're going to do for us, sir?
We're going to do, it's kind of a reggae song. Actually, it's actually based on a gospel tune, an American gospel tune, but it has this kind of Caribbean influence. So it's called So Glad.
And I am so glad that you guys came to the studio today. Thank you so much, Wade.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure.
Never been seen.
Took my feet out the mire and clay.
So glad I'm leaving. I'm glad. Well, you know I'm leaving.
Glad I'm leaving. I took my feet out the mire and clay. I took my feet out the mire and clay.
Maybe right, maybe wrong.
Took my feet out the mire and clay.
Me gallo when I'm gone.
I took my feet out the mire and clay.
So glad,
glad that I'm leaving. I'm glad.
Well, you know I'm leaving.
Glad, hey, hey, I'm leaving. I took my feet out the mire and clay. I took my feet out the mire and clay.
When you called, I was already gone.
Took my feet out the mire and clay.
Well, a broken heart won't be a pawn.
I took my feet out the mire and clay.
So glad.
Yeah, come on, baby.
Up you jumped and down I fell.
Took my feet out the mire and clay.
Well, the long do you in it, Lord, I'm out of the hell.
Took my feet out the mire and clay.
So glad,
glad that I'm leaving, I'm glad.
Well, you know I'm leaving.
Glad, glad, glad I'm leaving.
Mix a commercial heater, a Modine, with a hazardous material sign, and that's what you get. Totally compelling music from the streets of New York City, Hazmat Modine, a collective band of musicians who've worked with just about everyone and once in a while get time to work with each other. You're listening to Lop Akotari here on BBC Radio 3. If you missed that session with Hazmat Modine, remember that until next Friday, you can catch up via the iPlayer on bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3. And while you're there, you'll also find details of all the music I've played on tonight's programme. So back to the music. Still to come, unexpected covers of two iconic songs, some Buddhist chanting and love songs that make you feel loved even if the lyrics are somewhat misguided. This weekend, it's the Notting Hill Carnival. It's been going since 1965 and it's grown into the largest street festival of its kind in Europe. To mark the start of the celebrations, I thought I'd play some steel band music, but with a difference, of course. Here's Sheldon Blackman and the Soul Rebels with Reach for the Sky from their album Hope.
But if I tingle it now, there's no limit to the sky. Sky's up above, there be our limit. But if you tingle it now, there's no limit to the sky.
Reach for the sky, reach for the sky.
Let's reach more, reach more, reach for the sky.
Reach for the sky, reach for the sky.
Let's reach more, reach more, reach for the sky. Hey!
Mama, mama, Africa. Mama, mama, Africa. Mama, mama, Africa, oh yeah. Mama, mama, Africa. Mama, mama, Africa. Mama, mama, Africa, oh yeah.
Mama, mama, Africa. Mama, mama, Africa.
Mama, mama, Africa, oh yeah.
Eh, 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 eh.
is our destiny. Destiny of Africa united, united in one unity. Rise, mighty people, for great is our destiny. The destiny of Africa united, united for the whole world to see.
Reach for the skies, reach for the skies.
Let's reach for, reach for, reach for the skies.
Reach for the skies, reach for the skies.
Let's reach for, reach for, reach for the skies. Hey,
mama, mama, Africa. Mama, mama, Africa. Mama, mama, Africa, oh yeah. Mama, mama, Africa. Mama, mama, Africa. Mama, mama, Africa, oh yeah.
Thank you.
Royal Band de Thiès and a song from their album Cadio Dem, recorded in 1979 but never really released as a complete album. James Gagiaga and Adama Seck were the leaders of the band and real pace setters in Senegal at the time. They got two mics and crammed the nine-piece band into what sounds like a small room and just started to record. It's almost as if they're playing in your own lounge. And the rest of the album is just as precious. I'm going to use another of their tracks to play us out tonight. These next songs seem to me to relate to each other. They're folk tunes, sparse in their orchestration and with a lovely rawness to the vocals. This first song is from Wu Man and her collaboration with Sanuba Tursan, a revered singer from the Uyghur region of China. Wu Man is a master of the pipa, a short-necked, plucked lute that came from China in the 7th century, and digging into the roots of the instrument brought her along the Silk Route and the far northwest region of China. This is a traditional song about having to go through hard times to get to the good and has a spirit about it of having paid your dues. It's uplifting and happy. Han Lei Lun.
Her algı çışır e visto che ora fai munna scazzo, i brigana cozzuna, i brigana cozzuna, i brigana cozzuna ma vente boia, ma vente boia, ma vente boia, i brigana cozzuna ma vente boia, usino manaretta non ne spazzo, usino manaretta non ne spazzo, c'è bigo magherai, c'è bigo magherai, c'è bigo magherai, non è scocezzo, non è scocezzo, non è scocezzo, c'è bigo magherai, non è scocezzo. Now mamma mi bella, non mamma non ha.
Começa o jogo.
Agostinho falou: quero ver meu time jogando pra frente, atacando sem medo. Time bom de bola, alegra a torcida. Se for campeão, eu faço artilheiro. Artilheiro é gol. Artilheiro é gol. Artilheiro é gol. Balançou a rede, é gol.
Artilheiro é gol.
Toca pro volante, meia esquerda. Pega na bola, já passa rápido para o centroavante. Meu time tem raça, boa marcação. Se a arbitragem é correta, vamos adiante. Não tá impedido, livrou da falta. Jogando na área, gol do atacante. Atacante é gol. Atacante é gol. Centroavante é gol. Entrou na barra, é gol.
Atacante é gol.
Brazilian musician and ethnomusicologist Maciel Salu and a song called Atiero. Salu is from Pernambuco and he comes from a family of teachers of popular culture, hence his knowledge and love of the local folk music. A music that's not so different to that of Puglia in the heel of Italy that I played before Salu. Orchestra Sparaginina is a part of Italy's big band tradition that I spoke about last week. They're a 16-strong group who sing songs from their region, the Salento Peninsula. And on this album, Alzati Bella Mia, they're joined by one of the area's choirs made up of about 20 young kids. Unchain My Heart is a classic song from the 60s, written by Bobby Sharp and was first recorded by the late, great Ray Charles in 1961. Big Love is a hit from the late 80s, written by Fleetwood Mac's Lindsey Buckingham, that was the first single to be released from their Tango in the Night album. Here they are, sung by Barb Junger from Durga Rising and Jim Murray, respectively.
Unchain my heart, baby, let me be. Unchain my heart, you don't care about me. You got me sewn up like a pillowcase, but you let my love go to waste. Unchain my heart, baby, set me free. Unchain my heart. Unchain my heart, you don't love me no more. Every time I call you on the phone, some woman tells me that you're not at home. So unchain my heart, set me free. I'm under your spell, like a man in a trance. I know damn well that I don't stand. set me free. Oh, baby, set me free. Won't you set me free?
You love me.
Music that will either help you to recharge your batteries to keep going till the even earlier hours of the morning, or music that will lull you into the headspace for a restful sleep. Ka Namya Ma from the Tashi Lumpo monks and their album Wisdom and Insight. White suits, slicked back hair, a guitar and a double bass, and what have you got? The two-man gentleman band, a throwback to the 1950s with sincere, irreverent and entertaining lyrics of the present day. Here's a taster, pardon the pun. You got cheese looking for a cracker, honey, I might be the one. Everyone in life needs a little partner. Girl, you're getting older and it's getting harder. You can do with me all you please, spread yourself all over me. You've got cheese looking for cracker, and honey, I might be the one. What girl could resist? And which one to play? Chicken tikka masala, two-star motel? It was tough. I chose pork chops. An ad for a breath freshener? No, it's another love song.
Pork chops, my girl tastes like pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. When I kiss her, I wonder what she had for dinner. Pork chops, I bet it was pork chops. I bet it was pork chops. And I got a hunch I can tell you what she had for lunch. Sizzling, drizzling, grizzling slabs of high-class bacon meat. Ain't no fooling when she starts drooling. Tastes like drips, a liquid hog lips spilling outside of a bucket of pig feet. Pork chops, my girl tastes like pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. When I kiss her, I wonder what she had for dinner. Tastes like pork chops. My girl tastes like pork chops. When I kiss her, I wonder what she had for dinner. Pork chops.
Cerca nega esta notte ancora. La voce la cosa ma va bene. Ora ci mescere con me con coppe prei. Su coro mi non so battere la d'altro uomo. A posto di un babà si sta per noi. Si chiamo nome tuo, tu non rispondi. Ma vede come la luna in danno. Che se nasce una paura, torna a schiena. Io respiro. Ma non apposta ancora, non apposta. No, non apposta. Se non respiri tu vicino a me.
che sto cercando questa notte ancora. Una voce che cosa va bene, che non c'è mescere con me quando è preda. Sto cuore mi non so battere la d'altro cuore.
Let Me Know, the new single from British blues folk duo Smoke Fairies, who sound more like Californian beach babes than residents of the leafy suburbs of Sussex. And before that was another song from the Mediterranean troubadour Raiz and Respiro from his album Casa. You've been listening to World on Three with me, Lopa Kotari. Next week, Marianne Kennedy will be coming to you live from Broadcasting House in London. Her guest in session is Tom Paley. I'll be back on the 14th of September when the New York invasion continues. Red Barat from Brooklyn will be joining me. I leave you with Senegal's Royal Band de Thiès and Hommage à Baye Fall. Till next time, good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. And to open tonight, a recent performance from Warsaw of the Brahms' German Requiem, a piece first heard on Good Friday in 1868. And Brahms soon added another soprano movement, which he said was written in memory of his mother, but it's possible the whole of the Requiem is in fact a response to her death. Brahms was baptised a Lutheran and chose his text from the German Bible, specifically words which expressed consolation and hope for the living. The soloists are soprano Ilse Ehrens and baritone Andrew Foster Williams, with Collegium Vocale Ghent and the Orchestre des Champs-Élysées, conducted by Philippe Herrewecher.
Sammeln und wissen nicht.